Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and we're so happy that you're tuning in to BBS Radio. BBSRadio.com, that's the website, and 888-815-9756, that's where you go. And if you're interested in getting a reading, we have someone very special that I'm going to tell everyone about in just a minute. She's an amazing psychic medium, and I also am here to guide you. And we're going to be connecting all evening for the next hour. Want to share some things coming up over the next, gosh, I cannot believe this. It's this next 6 months, a lot of things going on. I'm going to be in this weekend, big, huge anniversary, 14 years at Light the Way. We've got some wonderful things going on. That's at 3528 Westerns Road in Lambertville, Michigan. And I'm going to be doing a gallery reading. So if you're wanting to connect with the other side, it's only $10. You can sign up. We have about just a few spots left. So if you're wanting to come to my gallery reading and you're in the Toledo area, the number is 734-854-1514. October 9th, Universal Light Expo in Columbus, Ohio. I'm going to also be doing a gallery reading, and we're going to have private readings going on. My mother, Carolyn Rose, is my mentor. She will be there doing readings. And then there's more. October 27th. I'm going to be flying into the Outer Banks, and that's down in the Carolinas. And the 28th, I'm going to be putting on a class. If you want to connect with the Akasha, you want to connect with that energy, that universal energy that connects us all, you'll be able to actually go to this class, and you can go over to KimmyRose.com to get more information. And then another gallery reading on the Friday, which is the 29th. And then after that, I'm going to be in London, Ontario, and we're going to talk more about that with Lorraine when we have Lorraine Watkins. She's just an infamous intuitive psychic medium. Blows my mind the readings that she gives. We've been just very blessed to know each other. She's given me a plan, and I will tell you, she's right on. Don't forget the number, 888-815-9756. That's the number to call in. And then other things going on. And I'm just going to say go over to KimmyRose.com. I'm going to be all over the place and excited to see you. The roles we play in each other's life. When Jesus was carrying the cross, there was a man who stopped and he saw Jesus' suffering. And in that moment, he offered to carry the cross for him, to hold it up, to give him water. Jesus did not ask the man to carry his cross, and I believe that the man did exactly what he was supposed to do for Jesus, and no more than that. He knew it wasn't for him to carry the cross, so he gave him water. He gave him love, and he gave him support. You know, it's amazing because we must all carry our own crosses, and we realize through faith that these burdens are not always what we think that they are. And because of the love and respect that we hold for one another, we can offer our support, our comfort, and understanding, and most of all, forgiveness. The water and the support that the man gave Jesus represented the depth of his love, that divine connection that we share with one another. It mirrored to us the oneness that we all share. It allowed Jesus to still fulfill his purpose on this earth because the man supported him and knew exactly what he needed to do in that moment. In this light, I ask everyone to reach out and understand that we were placed in this lifetime to help one another. And if you're calling in for a reading, and maybe you're going through some relationship issues, and you're just wondering, how do I make, you know, things work? How do I make them happen? They seem so out of balance, so out of whack. We're going to be talking to and I'm going to introduce her right now, Lorraine Watkins, who is an amazing intuitive. She's helped me so much through different things in my life, and she's going to be sharing with us some really good tips on how to respect and honor the connections we have with others and within ourselves. And I want to, without any further ado, introduce to you Lorraine Watkins from my hometown, London, Ontario, Canada. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Kimmy. How are you this evening?
I am good. And Lorraine, I know that I wanted to tell everyone, if people go over to KimmyRose.com, you can click on Kimmy Rose and Friends, and you can get a reading with Lorraine. Lorraine is available. You can schedule readings right on there. And Lorraine, I want to ask, just to start out, how did you get your gift?
Well, you know that we all have a gift. And it's all God-given. We all come here with the purpose. And when I was a small child, I used to tell stories. And my mom and dad told me that I needed to stop that because the way I was talking, people would think I was crazy and they'd lock me up. So, you know, you learn to bury it. And then as you go through life, you start to realize that something is leading you in a certain way, and you get this gut feeling that you shouldn't go somewhere or you shouldn't do something, or you learn to trust your gut feeling and start to open up and accept it for what it is. And I guess as I got older, things started to make a lot more sense to me. And in 1997, I just had to look for more. And that was when I started looking into the spiritualist churches and going to workshops and just anything that I felt that would enhance my life.
I love that. I really want to embrace that, because one of the things that I know that I did was I was raised, and I have so much honor for the faith that my parents raised me in. I was raised Catholic, and it taught me to pray, truly mm-hmm. taught me to pray. Then I went to a Baptist church. And I learned how to really, truly, truly have this amazing connection with others. And I learned also to get in touch with the Holy Spirit. When I read the Bible, I could feel the Spirit flowing through me. Then I met my best friend, who is Hindi, and she taught me about the amazing ability to get in touch with vibration. And I've been so many different places that I finally realized, like with you, you know, that, you know, and then I connected with the spiritualist church and then the Unity church. And one of the things I did, like you, is I went looking and I went looking and then I found. And I would love for you to share what you found.
Well, you know, I learned to trust myself and I found that there was no way that we had to accept negativity into our lives. And I think the big turning point for me was when I started to find out who I was. And, you know, and everything just seemed to glow from there and grow. I started taking workshops and discovering things and it was once described to me by someone that was at the Memorial Spiritualist Church in Norfolk, Virginia. You know, I went down to North Carolina to teach for 3 years at the sixth grade level. And while I was down there, I found Virginia Beach and the Edgar Casey Center and the Spiritualist Church in Norfolk. And one of the men that were there doing a workshop said that he saw me going into the metaphysical grocery store and just saying, I'll have some of this and some of this and some of this, and I was just loading up my cart. And that's exactly what I was doing. I was, you know, putting my hands on everything that would make sense and clarify what was going through my head and what I was feeling. And, you know, when you get to that point, it just gives you so much freedom. And I don't think that people really realize that they're in control of how their life goes. And, you know, we're given free will by God, and we can make our own decisions. But there's also the guidance that comes along with those decisions when you connect with your own guides and you learn to trust. And I think learning to trust what you get is the hardest part of becoming a spiritualist.
You know, and a lot of people hear the term spiritualist, Lorraine, and it kind of, I will say, freaks them out a little bit because they think, well, that's from the devil or that's bad or, you know, how do I trust it? How do I trust it? How do I trust that I'm not going to be doing something evil? And one of the things that I've learned is that there's a gauge inside of you that you really, really need to really seek. Is there something that you would advise people to do when they're starting to discover, you know, what way works for them? And I really believe that there are many ways. I feel like there's so many ways, and I don't have any judgment towards whether someone is Muslim or whether they're Catholic or whether they're Hindi or anything, because we all have that core, and that's God within. Would you advise a person how they find what works for them, what they might do to seek that and find that, and how do we not separate that?
Well, you know, I think that all comes along with trust and trusting yourself and trusting what you're getting. And, I had gotten into a situation at one point when I was going through my separation and divorce, and I was going through a really rough patch, and I called my brother up in the middle of the night, and he called me over and went to his house. We sat and had tea at 3 o'clock in the morning, and we just sat and talked, and my sister-in-law had made a comment, and she said, why are you doing that? Why are you acting this way? And I said, why are you judging me? I said, you know, I don't need to take judgment from you. There's a higher being that I will answer to, and he's my judgment. He's the one that can tell me whether I'm doing right or whether I'm doing wrong, and how to work through it. And my sister-in-law went through a rough time a couple of years ago, and we came face-to-face, and she said, you know, she says, you just spun me around that night, spun me right around, because I realized that you were absolutely right. I didn't have the right to judge you.
And I love
this
that.
Sorry.
Can I just interject? I'm sorry. I don't mean to step on you, but it's so funny because my father, who is an amazing man, he used to say when you point a finger, there's always three pointing back at you. And
that's
so,
right.
And so, you know, in essence, maybe sometimes that judgment is giving us an opportunity to understand something deeper within ourselves.
Exactly. And, you know, and I'm not saying that, you know, I certainly made a lot of mistakes. I don't regret them because they all came with a lesson. You know, and you learn through your mistakes. And the underlying thing when you're dealing with other people is, number one, to be non-judgmental. Number two, to express your love for them and unconditional love. You hand that out, and it comes back to you tenfold or more. And, you know, I know that the word spiritualism scares a lot of people. But if you read the Bible and you look at it, Jesus was a spiritualist. And the disciples. You know, like Paul on, I believe it was Paul on the road to Damascus that met up with the spirit of Jesus. And got turned around. So, you know, like it's not a new thing. It's been around for, you know, since the beginning of time, I think. And people now are just starting to look for something more. You said you were raised Catholic and you went to the Baptist Church. I was raised Anglican, which is one step down from the Catholic. And I went to a Baptist church with my girlfriend. So, and the more you seek, when I was down in North Carolina, I went to a Southern Baptist church. And I was accused of belonging to a cult because I believed in spiritualism. And this kind of judgment just blows my mind. I think, you know, how come your religion or your beliefs, which are incidentally pretty much the same as mine when you come right down to it, how come yours are good and mine are bad? And what gives you the right to judge?
Does that
make any sense?
Yes, judge not lest ye be judged. And Jesus, I remember that when I was little, he who has not sinned, let him cast the first stone.
Mm-hmm.
And, without saying it, it's so hard. It's so hard to think that if you really, really think about this, it's really hard to not feel judgmental. Like, gosh darn it, I got this person in my life and, you know, why aren't they, you know, doing this or doing that? If they really, really cared, this is what they would do. This is what they would do. And I think sometimes we really, really, we step away from giving ourselves the opportunity to just enjoy what's there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. You know, I try to be the best person that I can possibly be. And I think, you know, we all go through the same thing. There are times when something comes and sort of smacks you in the face. And, sometimes it's really hard to step back and say, wait a minute, you know, why did that happen? Usually it happens because we've either taken on too much of something that doesn't belong to us, or, we need to be stopped and turned around.
I love that. Stopped and turned around. Stopped and turned around. Take a journey. Take a journey.
Mm-hmm.
And where do we stop? How do we turn around? That's the magical question. I really think that. And, you know, there's magic in taking time to stop. And I'll tell you, with 5 children, even though, you know, 3 of them are grown up, sometimes taking the time to stop, to me, is shutting the door and just breathing. It's finding my breath and realizing, you know what? I'm still here and there is a reason. It's okay. And anybody out there that's listening, if you're frustrated, if you truly, truly are wondering, how can I get through this? You've got to call in. Call in and talk to Lorraine for guidance. We're going to take a break in a minute, but let me give you the number. 888-815-9756. A very good friend of mine. Two of my friends are listening right now. And one of them is, she is very special and near dear to my heart. And I can tell you that she's been a big mirror to me and taught me so much about life. And another friend that I've been connecting with, gosh, for quite some time, called me up out of the blue and didn't even know he was giving me this amazing message. And it was a message of such love and spirit. And I honor them both in this moment for that. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more with interviews. If you get a chance, go on over to KimmyRose.com, click on Kimmy Rose and Friends, Lorraine Watkins, check out everything about her. But not only that, you got to call for a reading. If you don't get a reading from her, you're missing out. So call in. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com.
Hi, this is independent producer-composer Nelson Ortez. Looking to get away from the same old stuff you hear every day? To get a fresh new sound? DBS Radio is where it's at. If it's not mainstream, it's on DBSRadio.com.
Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call. 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Welcome back to Interviews. Gosh, it's an exciting night. We have Lorraine Watkins on with us. Hey, go on over to KimmyRose.com. You want to know what's going on for you this week? There's a horoscope on there, a meditation, and also I would love for you to write in and share what you feel we can do to, you know, just to work on this show. I do two networks a week. You can get all the details. Real excited. Light the way. We are having a huge event this coming Saturday. If you're in the Toledo area, even if you are in a couple hours away, we have a shaman that's going to be here. We've got healers. I'm going to be connecting with the other side. This is a great thing. You know, it could be 2-for-1, 2-for-3. You know, you just pay $10 to come in, and everybody that's from the other side comes in with you for free, so you can't beat that. And the gallery readings I do, I will tell you that I'm not one to say ask questions. Whatever spirit is standing there or those that are standing, they will come to me and then I'll come to you. So come in with the intention of what you want in your heart and the magic will happen. Right now we have Lorraine Watkins on, and I want to just right now from line two bring Joe on from San Diego. Joe, welcome to Interviews. Are you there, Joe?
No.
It's Jimmy and Lorraine. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Lorraine.
Yes, hi. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm just perfect.
Well, God, you're even better than me. That's good. Hey, so is this the part where I ask a question?
You can go ahead.
Or would you rather tell me what's on your mind?
I'd like to say you can ask the question, but you might not get an answer.
Well, let's start with what you're picking up from me then. How about that?
Okay. There's a lot of things going on around you. Some of them are a bit confusing. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So what you're trying to look at the big picture. If you take one thing at a time, you will be able to discover which ones really pertain to you and which ones pertain to other people.
Because okay.
There's a lot of stuff that is happening that it just seems to be bombarding you, coming at you from all sides. So just sort out the ones that are directly involved or that you're directly involved with. Because there's three people close to you that are not shouldering their own responsibilities.
Oh, okay.
Do you understand that?
Well, I am associated with somebody that I'm trying to be unassociated with that absolutely wasn't doing her part. Yeah, I get that part. You know, you say three. That's funny. Yeah, okay, yeah, three. Three, okay, I get it.
Okay.
Right.
There are three that are not holding up their end or taking responsibility for their own stuff. And, trying to slough it off on you, and you don't need to take
it. I know. I'm in trouble with all of them.
Well, you know what? The main thing is that you're not in trouble with yourself.
No, I'm not in trouble with myself. I feel like I've done what I could do, and that's all I can do.
That's it. And you have to take a step back and let them
sort out
their own stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
you can constantly try to fix things for other people, but you don't have that authority. You don't have that power. They have to take care of themselves.
I agree with you 100%, Lorraine. I think that the only thing I can do right now is, the only thing that I'm doing, one of them I will not respond to, but the other two I'm just trying to be open, and when they want to hear something, you know what, I'll try to give them what they're looking for. But that's about as deep as I'm going to get into supporting people in that way.
Well, you don't even have to be.
Not my job.
You know, well, it's not even your job to give them what they think they need. You know?
I don't want to hurt them.
No, you don't hurt them, but
you
they have to be responsible for themselves.
Oh, yeah, they're having a hard time seeing that part.
Yeah. And the more that you get involved, the more they're going to allow you to get involved.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'll see what I can do about retracing somewhat then.
I think that's very good
advice.
Don't be quite so available.
Okay, Ooh. Be a little less available. Okay. Hey, so now we know what I'm doing wrong. What do you see anything good coming, Lorraine?
There's always good coming. Always.
I know, but can you pick out anything in particular that I might be interested in?
Well, I'm not sure that I can pick, an individual thing, but I can tell you that in a three, and I believe it's 3 weeks, there will be a surprise.
Like surprises.
I think it's coming in the way. In the way of a message of some sort, either telephone or internet or something, but they'll be in 3 weeks. So you watch.
Wow.
That. You'll be surprised.
Wow, I'm marking the calendar, Lorraine.
There you go. And if I'm wrong, you can get me on the internet and ball me out.
Well, you know what? You've been pretty right on the stuff that's currently happening, so why wouldn't this be cool? So, Lorraine, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much.
You're
I really
welcome.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Bless
All
you.
Right, have a nice evening. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
And I want to just remind everyone, if you are just tuning in, you're listening to Interviews. I'm Kimmy Rose. And I'm so happy to have you here on the show listening to. We have a wonderful guest, Lorraine Watkins. She's from London, Ontario, Canada. She does do private readings. Lorraine, tell
yes.
us. We've got somebody else waiting to talk to you, but I wanted to just ask real quick, and then we're going to go to a break, and we're going to bring Peggy on after the break. ask you a little bit. Are you going to be at doing any events coming up? I believe we'll be doing one together.
Oh, we certainly will. The November Psychic Expo. And on October 30th, I've got a women's event that I'll be participating in at the yoga studio in downtown London. You know that I do a lot of other things too, and love working with kids. And we're just in the middle of a run of the Play 13, which is a musical, and it has 42 young people in it from the ages of 12 to 19. And this is my third play that I've designed all the costumes for and done. So it's been very exciting, very busy, but very exciting.
And, you know, I love your spirit and all the work that you do in London, Ontario, Canada. That's where I was born. That's my hometown. And so I'm so excited to be back there, and I'm going to be speaking. And so if you feel like the universe is rearranging your life, guess what? Trust. There's a secret for it. And you know what? I am going to share as much as I can, but I always believe that the greatest teacher is also the student, and the greatest student is also the teacher, and that's really why we're all here.
We're all students.
Yes, we are.
And
I want to invite everybody to go over to KimmyRose.com, click on Kimmy Rose and Friends. Lorraine, you're going to be doing readings after the show, correct?
Yes, I will.
Okay, and readings and speaking engagements. She's just wonderful. And I'm just going to tell you, your son, one of these days we'll get him on the show too, because his journey just to reach out there, get on the streets and help these kids that are just going through so much. And he just has a gift. So this is something in your family. And it's something that is such a strong vibration around who you are. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we've got Peggy calling in from Virginia Beach. She's on line 3. We'll be right back with more of interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills, you don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call, 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with interviews. Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com. I'm smiling because I'm sitting here talking about food, and all my friends tease me because all I like to do is eat. I mean, they're like, Kim, you know, how do you stay thin? And I always say to them, well, the food doesn't have calories. It can't, does it? Maybe. What do you think? It's all in your mind. We've got right now we are just, you're tuning in to BBS Radio and BBSRadio.com, 888-815-9756. And I want to read something. I am challenged by an overload of creative thoughts and ideas. I move inward to calm my mom and, well, to calm my mind. I'm thinking of my mom for some reason. I move inward to calm my mind and sort through my thoughts. I gather the strength to open my eyes and see the sources of my mental confusion. I gather the courage to move away from negative thoughts that restrict me. I am determined to restore clarity and order to my thinking. And this is the Eight of Swords in the Tarot. And I think it's so important that one of my mentors, Carolyn Augusta, says to me, Kim, do you know that the mind will drive you crazy? And I said to her, yes. Am I allowed to make it drive me crazy? I mean, can it just drive me crazy for just a tiny bit and let me figure it out? Kim. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. It's about going into the heart and feeling. And really experiencing what we want. And so many people, I had one of my friends, he just sent me a message today. He goes, I quit my job. And of course, my mind's in it going, oh my gosh, how is he going to do it? He's quitting his job. And I'm thinking about all these things. And he said, I'm going to be okay because I know I had to do this to surrender the things that attach me. That attach me from the things that I no longer need. And I also spoke to a very special woman last night. And her name is Connie Huebner. And I would invite you to go to transformationalprayer.com. It talks about the new energy, tools that we can connect you, that you can connect to heart of God. And Lorraine Watkins is here as a teacher. And she can be reached by going over to KimmyRose.com. Click on Kimmy Rose and Friends. You'll see her bio there. You can schedule an appointment with her. Lorraine, you're going to be in London. The conference we're doing through One Breath, and I'm going to just say that Carol Burrows and Tanya Thomas are just wonderful people. And that's coming up in November. Are you doing readings there? Anything else that you're doing there?
No, that's all for now.
You're a very busy lady, I know. So I love that about you.
I often think that I wonder how I ever had the time to go to work every day when retirement is so busy and so rewarding and fulfilling. And, you know, I did a talk at the Clinton Church about dreams coming true, and how sometimes we shelve our dreams and think, you know, well, this is past, it's not going to happen. And when I was in my 30s, I had a chance to possibly design and make costumes for the Ice Capades. And I didn't feel that I was qualified because I didn't have the technical knowledge. After I turned 40, I went back to school, and I was able to go to Brescia College and do all the clothing construction and design courses and so on. And now I'm, it was always a dream to do a show. And like I said, I'm on my third show, and this has all happened in the last year just by a chance encounter at a fabric store. I met a couple of people that were talking about doing a certain thing and didn't know how to do it, and they were looking for someone to help them do it, and it's a dream come true.
There you are. There you are, doing exactly what you need to do.
Exactly, and that's what I meant earlier about, you know, I strongly believe that God puts you where you need to be at a time you need to be there.
And you know what? That's divine order.
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, you know,
and if we accept it, and, you know, if opportunity knocks on the door and you don't answer the door, have you missed the opportunity? No, because it'll come back later on when you're ready for it.
Amen to that. And I would, speaking of someone who's been so, just so patiently waiting to talk to you, Lorraine, we have Peggy from Virginia Beach, online three.
I love Virginia Beach.
Peggy.
Kimmy.
Hi.
Hi there.
Peggy, maybe possibly going to the conference down in Outer Banks. Okay, now here's a really silly question. Is that South? Is it South or North Carolina?
North Carolina.
I mean, I'm a blonde. No, that's just my excuse. But you hear me saying the Carolinas. I will truly admit that the reason I say that is because I was not knowing which it was. So there's my truth there. Peggy, you have any questions or anything you want to share?
No, I just wanted you to know that there was a third friend listening. You said a while back you had two friends listening. So when I called in, I told your producer or whomever answered the phone, you have three friends listening.
And truly you are. And Peggy, okay, this is what's neat between you and Lorraine is the work you do. And the work that Lorraine does, which she does the design work. She's a beautiful seamstress, and she creates, as do you create in the home. So there's a flow of energy, and it's the spiritual currency, feng shui. I always say it wrong, so I call it feng shui.
there are so many ways to say it. So
there are.
You don't say it wrong at all. No.
Well,
has something that she can say.
Yes, that's what I was going
to
ask. Lorraine, do you see anything?
Well, you know, I taught in North Carolina for 3 years.
Yeah.
In Murfreesboro.
Oh, okay.
Which is not far from the Outer Banks.
No.
I've
actually been in London too.
Have you really?
I drove up there when I lived in Indianapolis when I was young. And I drove up there on my way to Buffalo.
Oh, wow.
A girlfriend. And then some guy I met up there followed me back and showed up in Indianapolis. So that was interesting.
She's hot, too. I forgot to mention. Peggy is truly hot. She's like one of those that you are. She is. And I'm telling ya, she is. And I am so thankful. Thankful for that, for you calling in. Do you see anything with, can I ask a question for you, Peggy? Do I have your permission?
Absolutely.
Do you see anything with, Peggy? Because this is what I see intuitively, is she's going to be doing some traveling. I just see some things through internet. And I keep seeing you doing traveling where people are going to be flying you some places.
That's what I got to as well. I got a suitcase and an airplane.
Do you see us being together? Like, do you see us actually meeting down in North Carolina?
Oh, that's a given.
It's like it's supposed to happen, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a given. And, you know, I used to go over to Virginia Beach all the time, and I absolutely love the energy over there. And I went to the Spiritualist Church in Norfolk, the Memorial Spiritualist Church, and I also went to a little church in Virginia Beach.
Oh, I'm wondering
if
it's
the Fellowship of the Inner Light.
That's the one.
Yeah, I was gonna. I was gonna say I've been there too. It's a wonderful church.
They both are. They both are amazing, and it just depended on how far I wanted to drive, because it was an hour and 10 minutes to go to Norfolk and an hour and 25 minutes to go to Virginia Beach. But I used to do it every Sunday.
Oh.
It's amazing.
Okay. So
and
when
and
you coming back down here again?
Pardon?
Okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
I just said, when are you coming back down here again?
I was going to try to get down this summer, but I got involved with music theater and working with some really talented kids, and that's taken up most of my summer, so I hope to get down there soon.
Well, make sure you get my phone number from Kimmy if you do come.
Oh, I will. I will.
I say we all go hang out at the beach and we watch the dolphins.
That's a good idea.
That's the thing to do.
One of my girlfriends that I talked to today saw me with a man in her dream last night. Do you have anything that you would care to comment about that?
About 6'2", kind of sandy blonde hair, blue eyes, very distinguished looking. But tends to stand back, so maybe he's not noticeable at first.
Okay.
Wow.
So he It seems to be a bit quiet until he gets to feel comfortable.
Okay. Somebody I've already met.
I'm not sure about that. I think you may have, been in the same place at the same time, but I don't think that you were ever introduced to him.
Okay. Well, there is supposed to be somebody.
But be on the lookout for it, because it's going to happen soon.
Oh, that's good.
And I feel that too. I feel like it's like I keep seeing, even though pretty soon we've got to wrap up the show, but I think it's going to be something that is like before. I keep seeing the end of November, something significant. And this is about you. I don't know why. I just feel like it's because you've made space. You've made space for that. So, because you're missing. Aren't you a Sagittarian?
Yes.
That, and so there you go. You had to be ready, right?
Yeah, exactly. Nothing ever happens before the right time.
Yeah.
So, Peggy, just get ready, you know? Get ready and get ready to just share in that energy. You deserve it. You truly, truly deserve that. And Peggy, thank you so much for calling in. I hope to see you soon. Many, many blessings. Many blessings.
And to you, to you.
And Lorraine Watkins, I want to direct everyone over to KimmyRose.com. Right over there on the right, Kimmy. You and friends, you can connect and you can, there's lots of wonderful readers. My mom, Carolyn, is also on there. She's a wonderful mentor. Lorraine has been a wonderful mentor to me. And Lorraine, do you have a website or any other way where people can connect with you or phone number?
I don't have a website. I'm not very adverse in the, computer, but I am on Facebook.
There you go. Go to Facebook, and that's really, really technically what Kimmy Rose and Friends is a website that's there for people. I feel like I have, and there's, if you notice, there's not a lot, and that's only because we have the best of the best, the people with the just such heartfelt intentions to help others. And I just want to just invite everybody, go over to Kimmy Rose and Friends, and you got to go to KimmyRose.com, and you can get more information on how to get a hold of Lorraine. Lorraine's going to be on. You want to get a reading from her? Call in. Gosh, next week, lots going on. I mean, you would not believe the things that are going on. And I'm going to make it a surprise because we have a guest intuitive. And we also are going to be talking about a subject. And it's a subject that everyone's wondering. What the heck is going on? How do we straighten out ourselves and our lives? Guess what? You got to tune in more next week on VBSRadio.com. And Lorraine, thank you. Bless you. And remember, if you greet today with an attitude of sorrow, is it because you're facing all the stuff you put off until tomorrow? I say just be in the moment. I love you all, and we'll talk to you next week.